For many Ukrainians, Odessa is a city that conjures romantic images, a melting pot of cultures coexisting amid grand imperial boulevards in this balmy Black Sea port. And it is for that reason, residents say, that the violence of May 2nd inflicted such a wound on the city and the country. Over 40 people died when rival groups fought street battles, culminating in a fire at the trade union building, which killed dozens of pro-Russian demonstrators.
We just want peace. We just want to live our peaceful life like it was before, when we could walk with our children in the street and our children were happy.
Odessa grew to become the fourth biggest city in Tsarist Russia. Arisia Lutsevich is from London-based policy institute Chatham House.
Odessa was always at that time a city of port trade, but also a city of seaside resorts.
Odessa was the site of a 1905 workers' uprising, immortalized in the Soviet propaganda film The Battleship Potemkin. The image of a baby carriage bumping down the vast steps to the port as crowds fled imperial soldiers is one of the most famous in movie history. The forces of 20th century history are still being felt. Odessa's future is once again uncertain.
We are living in the city of Odessa, which has a Russian history, but it does not mean that Odessa is Russia. It is simply a city in Ukraine and where people speak Russian.
Residents remain proud of their cultural heritage. Alexander Reutberg, a famous local painter, says Odessa belongs to the world.
The city of Odessa was built as a project. It was built quickly and through efficient management. As they would say now, this city was given to foreigners to do trade and business with the world.
Odessa continues to play that role. It remains a free port where traders are able to ship goods freely across the globe and includes a large oil terminal. Kiev fears Russia could repeat its actions in Crimea and annex the entire Black Sea coast, leaving Ukraine landlocked. Moscow denies such intentions, but Odessa has great strategic importance, says Arisia Lutsevich.
Not just for commercial trade, but also for using Odessa port for military dispatches, and from the security and strategic importance, now that Kyiv authorities are not friendly to Russia, Kremlin feels that they have to control the southern corridor also to supply support to Transnistria.
The tensions now gripping Ukraine threaten the city seen as one of the jewels of Eastern Europe. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.